After weeks of power alerts and soaring electricity bills, most Californians are realizing that their electricity supplies are vulnerable. But not so for a scattered group of people who have managed to make their homes energy self-sufficient. From member station KUNR, Brian Behuth reports.
Bill and Melody Rocket live in the Sierra Nevada mountains of Northern California. To get to their house, you have to drive several miles into the forest and then down a rutty quarter-mile-long dirt driveway. Then, seemingly out of nowhere, a tall stone and glass house appears. The house looks like a custom mountain home, but there's one difference. There are no wires going to the house, no gas lines, no phone lines, and no outside electricity. The Rocket's home has been off the grid for 22 years. Bill Rocket remembers the old days when they first tried to achieve energy self-sufficiency.
20 years ago, you could not find any products, you could not get any information. There was a book by Jim Cullen, and he was essentially trying to run his house and teaching us all how to run our house off of your car battery.
But alternative energy technology has changed a lot since 1978, and Bill Rocket has gotten into the business himself selling alternative power products for a living. He helps outfit some of what Home Power magazine estimates to be 8,000 Californians who now live off the grid. There are also thousands more who use some combination of alternative energy and utility-provided power, with most using solar as their alternative source. Still, even the best solar has its drawbacks. On a cloudy, snowy day last month, Bill stood before a small wall-mounted meter that showed how much electricity his solar panels were generating that day.
And we're only generating less than 5.5 amps. today, out of a potential of 40. So they're still generating something, they're still putting something into the battery, but it's not what you would like to have. It's not desirable.
So on short winter days with little sun, Bill sometimes has to run his propane-powered generator to charge his batteries. But he has designed his house to be as energy efficient as possible, so these cloudy days don't mean he's in the dark. The California Energy Commission estimates that the average California home uses 6,500 kilowatt hours of electricity a year. The Rockets have a photovoltaic power system, which on a normal day could provide roughly 65% of the power demand of a typical suburban house. But with an energy-efficient design, the Rockets' house uses only half of what a typical house would use, and most importantly, the Rockets are intensely conscious of their energy use.
We try to stretch our electrons as far as we can, and one of the ways we do it is by using efficient appliances, and it's very important to us. And so we use this SunFrost refrigerator that probably costs twice as much as a normal refrigerator, but it's 5 times more efficient.
If the sun isn't out, the Rockets save up their ironing or wait to vacuum or do laundry. But if there's been a string of sunny days, which is common in this area, they may fire up the waffle maker or food processor. But the Rockets cook most of their meals using an outside solar oven.
Yeah, this is where I usually use it. The sun's usually right here.
Melody grabbed what looked like a good-sized black suitcase, set it on the ground, and from the box's top, unfolded shiny metal panels that transform the case into something that resembles a suitcase satellite dish.
You set it down, open it up toward the sun, and it's got a little thermometer in it. And you preheat it just like you do any other oven. And then when it gets to about 350 degrees, you put your food in and just let it cook.
The Rockets' neighbors, Nancy and Warren Colton, have also been generating their own power for 20 years. Nancy Colton says her house has all the modern amenities, but living off the grid demands a different lifestyle, where conservation of power is a constant consideration.
We can't just turn a light on and walk out of that room and go into another, and we just can't. We can't be unaware of the power that we're using.
In addition to the lifestyle change that living off the grid demands, the biggest stumbling block for most people are the startup costs. To power his house, Bill Rocket has 2 solar panels on his roof and 3 automatic sun-tracking panels mounted on an adjacent hill. Together with the batteries, wire, and inverter, Bill Rocket's setup costs roughly $20,000. It would cost twice as much to install a system that would meet the power demands of a typical California consumer, an economic fact that keeps most people from taking the leap. For NPR News, I'm Brian Behuth in Quincy, California.